Hello there, Strokers. It's Mistress Delia, and today we're going to be talking about how to masturbate with a sex toy. So if you're following my spreadsheet Summer of Masturbation program, get your spreadsheets ready. The keyword will be at the end of this post. Now, do you have any idea how many toys are out there so that you can masturbate with them? Literally, there are thousands, and that doesn't include the ones that any of you strokers can go ahead and make yourselves. I did a Google search for homemade sex toys, and there were almost 3 million hits. And I guess by the fact that masturbation has an entire month devoted to it, that's okay. It's pretty popular. So let's talk about bought toys for a second. You can buy all kinds of stroking toys. You can buy one that looks like a flashlight until you remove the cap and it reveals a nice, tight latex sleeve to slip your hard-throbbing cock into. Also, every porn star imaginable, male or female, has had their most intimate parts cast into some kind of rubber, so that you can feel just like the star of your own dirty movie pounding away at their pussy, mouth, or ass. Even my little stroker foot fetishists can indulge with a pair of sexy latex feet. Now that's what you can buy. How about what you can make? Toys, sex toys in general, have been designed by people who are probably never going to use them. So, wouldn't it be better if you could design a toy that's absolutely personalized for you? How about making one that rubs you in all the right places with just the right sensation? Here are the steps. You can make one of those flashlight-looking pocket pussies very simply with a potato chip can, some foam rubber, a condom, and an O-ring. So, first things first, let's empty the chips out of the can, strokers. We're making sex toys this week, not playing with food. You're going to cut the foam out so it's the same length as the can. Now, lay the condom out on the foam with the open end hanging over the edge, then mark where the O-ring falls on the foam, and you're going to cut it into two pieces along that line. You'll now take the smaller piece of the foam you just cut out, roll it up, and put it in the bottom of the can. Because, let's face it, generally your cocks are not as big as a potato chip can. Now, lay the condom against the short edge of the other piece so that the tip with the O-ring is hanging over one end and the open end is hanging over the other. Then just roll it up, kind of like one of those Swiss roll-ups. Make a small hole in the tip with scissors so the air can go in and out, just like your hard cock will be doing shortly, and then insert that rolled up foam into the chip container. You need to poke a hole in the bottom of the can so air can escape. Now take some red marker and pretty up your pussy, or maybe make it into some nice pretty lips. And finally, spread the condom over the top of the can. Make sure you use lots of lube when you get at it to make it slide easily in and out. Now, if you're visual like me and need help with these instructions, just email me, Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com, and I'll send you a link to a super cool site that has lots of toys you can make that I'll bet you never thought of. Now, with either the toy that you bought or the one that you've made, start stroking. You know the drill. 5 edges or 20 minutes, whichever takes longer, before you beg Miss Delia to come. And when you'd love to have a masturbation fantasy with Miss Delia, just give me a call at 800-601-6975. Now, remember the keyword for this week is foam.